It's the award-winning Days In Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Statman Reichert, brought to you by the Days In Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Welcome in, race fans. It is Saturday time of the Days In Midwest Race Report here on 1460 and 101.3 WBOG. I'm radio man Dan Dyker. Billy Doc Niles will be here in just a minute. Paul Reichert, the Penguin. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Dan.
You know, we have such a loaded show today. We're just going to have to start getting into the interviews right off the bat. We're going to help the Slinger Nationals. We're going to give you a good preview of some of the drivers that are going to be there next Tuesday, which some folks and I were talking today. Besides Oktoberfest, this has to be probably the second largest race in the Midwest, especially if you look at the names that are on here. Coming up on the program today, running for Kyle Busch Motorsports, Chandler Smith. Bubba Pollard, I ain't got to say much more than that. He's one of the biggest fan favorites now in the Midwest. And Daniel Hemrick is going to be joining us as well. He's going to be driving the number 54 Chevy for Wimmer Motorsports. He's also leading the Rookie of the Year NASCAR Cup points. All three are going to join us on the program today. Man, our first guest, we haven't had him on since beginning of the season. He's had a great season so far. He's had some good outside-the-area runs, and he gets to try to match wits with Smith, Pollard, and Hemrick. It's the Silver Slingshot, Jeff Thompson from the La Crosse Speedway. Jeff, how are you, my friend?
Doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
You like that list right there?
Yeah, it's probably the only time I'll ever be mentioned with those names again. What are you going to do?
And I'll tell you what, if you're good and your dad allows it, because you got the whole fam out in the hallway, we'll let you sit in and maybe ask Bubba Pollard a question.
Oh, geez, now I'm going to have to be thinking about what to ask him.
Well, Paul does this all the time. We have to slap him on the hind end and kick him in gear.
Right.
Jeff Thompson coming off of a somewhat as successful year, unlike a couple of other sportsman drivers that have had major repairs almost every other weekend. It looks like you have survived some of the storms so far this year.
So far, I guess you'd say I was probably in the worst one a couple weeks.
Wait a minute. You got knock on wood.
And knock on wood. We already had the bad one a couple weeks ago.
Man, you and Grosskopf, that was wild.
Yeah, it was probably the worst wreck I've been in out there, thankfully. Like you said, knock on wood, so we can do that. It was a struggle to get the car back to what it was. It took us a few weeks. Something wasn't right. Finally, we just had to tear everything back apart and go through everything, found some stuff, and finally found speed again. So got a little confidence back, and having fun again is the biggest thing.
You know, Paul, something we talked about to start the season, sportsman classes, it's no lie, they're getting smaller as the years go by at different racetracks. We knew that we were going to have probably 15 or less at the La Crosse Speedway. But I look at the quality over the quantity of the racing we've had in the sportsman class this year.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. We have some great sportsman drivers like Jeff and Chris Greedy and Chris Weber. I mean, it's good. It's good. It's, fields are small, but hey, we got a lot of competition out there.
And you got to agree with that, Jeff. I mean, the quality of the racing's been great.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like you said, it's a small field, but it's a tough field. I mean, obviously, Weber, he's in a class of his own, and everybody's chasing him. But then, you know, it's been him, me and Tom Alethi, you know, 1, 2, 3 in qualifying each week. Likes of Brian Hesselberg, he's been quick. Sam Niles has got a feature win. Chris Grady's been up there running with us. I mean, it's a tough field. I mean, and we all have to drive to the front every week because there's not enough cars. We go to the back. So whoever ends up with the worst out of the qualifying pretty much got the best seat in the house, which sometimes work. I mean, it hasn't worked for me because it's been that way. It seems like whatever line I get stuck in when I'm the fastest car of the group goes backwards and we have to drive all the way back to the front again. So it's been frustrating at times, but at the same times when we're fast, we've been able to drive back to the front. So it's helped.
And throwing the likes of Jesse Green, second year driver, had never did this before, built his own car from ground up. starting to get a good feel for the racetrack, starting to get some heat race wins. So you've got to lump him in there sooner or later. Now you're looking at 6-7 drivers that almost at any given night have a chance to win this thing.
Oh, for sure. I mean, he's came a long way, you know, in 2 years from having no experience to where he's at now is pretty impressive. I mean, he runs a good line. You don't have to worry about him getting in your way or wrecking you or something crazy like that happening. He's a good, clean racer, so he'll get there. It'll be fun. I mean, hopefully he can get a win soon. You never know.
And then, of course, Mark Chalet. Mark Chalet did this last year. He went mid-season, all of a sudden found some speed, got a feature win, and he's right there with the mix of you guys as well.
Right, and that's what you're saying. I mean, right there, that's eight cars that
–
15 laps, anything can happen. I mean, it's a good, strong field of cars, and it's fun. I mean, it'd be nice if we had more cars, but at the same time, what do you do? I mean,
right.
It's a good field.
Also got to mention Henry Vian. Got to mention the great green metal machine, Matty Eckelberg, so we don't slight anybody on this program.
Justin Berg, when he shows up.
Justin Berg is always good when he shows up.
Right, exactly.
He's just one of those at misfortune time. He's usually there like Hesselberg has been this year.
Right. Watch out. Stay away from those guys. They're magnets.
A couple weeks ago, matter of fact, I can't believe it's been almost a month now.
Yeah.
Jeff Thompson, one of the only, I can't even say local, one of the only sportsman drivers in the Midwest, besides, say, Jason Toma, that went to the Milwaukee Mile to try to tackle that thing for the very first time. Jeff finishes 14th out of 26 entries, and that tops some mid-ams. Talk about the experience, man.
Oh, it was an excellent experience. I'm glad I went. I mean, I wouldn't have had it any other way. I mean, it was a long weekend. I mean, going from lacrosse. Luckily, we got rained out, so it gave us enough time to change the car over and head down there that night, get a little bit of sleep before we went racing. Car had good speed right off the trailer. Misfortune, due to the rain, we didn't get as much practice as we would have liked, but it was fast. We passed cars. I don't know. I would have been fine finishing last. We just went because you say you raced at the Milwaukee Mile. I mean, that in itself is...
Yeah, when's the next time you're going to be able to say that?
Hopefully next year.
That's like announcing. Yes. I mean, that's why I was so gigged on this. That was a bucket list track of mine for my entire life. And, well, the Milwaukee Mile is the Milwaukee Mile. You never know what's going to happen. They're going to clear grandstands out next week, turn it into a shopping center.
You never know.
You didn't know. Drew Krybek did some cool things with you with some of the stuff that Epic Media does. And at one point, he had you at 137 miles per hour. Did it feel like that?
No, you didn't really know the speed was that fast until you had to come down pit road. And that's when you're really like, oh, we're going a lot faster than we feel like. I mean,
that's a good synopsis right
now. Yeah, I mean, otherwise, it was just like driving at lacrosse, but – until you came down pit road. I mean, Drew did an excellent job. I mean, if anybody wants any track data or anything, get with Drew. I mean, that is crazy good at what he does with that stuff.
Now, where were you when the big wreck with Vandermeer and Preetzel happened?
We're probably a few rows behind him. It was crazy because Rob Christian, he spotted for me and saw it happening, and he's like, oh, tell me what to do. And like, it felt like it was a mile. The wreck was happening a mile in front of me, but it wasn't, and it was just weird that everything was slow motion, not like a wreck at lacrosse where blink of an eye. I mean,
right.
You had time to watch where the cars were going, what was going to happen, and be able to avoid it. So, I mean, it was cool but not cool at the same time because for what those guys tear up their cars like that. But it was just all around a whole different experience than anywhere I'll ever probably race again, and I'm glad I did it.
Of course, Jeff and I were talking the morning we were getting ready to, on that Saturday morning. It was Saturday morning. We were getting ready to head over to the mile, and Jeff was getting gas in Sparta. And that was his biggest fear, was we had to race that night. Number one, I'd really like to save my car to head to the mile with, but number two, they had so much to change over. It was nice to see you guys, actually, with your dad. Jim's here in the room where that's taping today as well, and it was nice to see you guys were actually able to go.
Yeah, it was a huge help. You know, my dad, Chris Weber, and Henry, everybody pretty much that was at the track that day to watch me, well, rain came, we loaded up, headed to the shop, and probably had that car tore apart in a matter of an hour and back together in another hour.
Jeez.
It was flawless. Nothing went wrong. I mean, it couldn't have went any better.
Right. It was really cool to yell out the silver slingshot because I knew exactly where his family were sitting, and you could hear that echo all across the mile. And I guess Cassie, his wife, even said people were texting her that were listening to her watching on Speed 51, so... He's a friend of mine.
Yep. Right? Absolutely.
Talk about your sponsors helping you out here at the midpoint of 2019.
I couldn't do it without my crew, obviously. My dad's a huge help. My sister, Aaron, Chris Weber. My little brother, Levi, has been a huge help. Sponsor-wise, J&L Collectibles. He's been with us for a long time. MBM Logistics, Jeff Martin Construction, Drew with Epic Media. Get with him if you need anything. Does an awesome job. DJ Dan Dyker, of course, for helping me with my smokers all the time. Leahy Trucking, Jim's Paint Shop, Smiley's Repair, Weir's Machine. And I couldn't do it without the power of John Scott. That guy builds a heck of an engine.
Now we're going to go back and make you do that in one breath.
I hope not.
Jeff Thompson, Silver Slingshot, longtime sportsman driver at the La Crosse Speedway. Any chance of the Pepto-Bismol machine making a return?
Maybe we'll have to do a throwback paint scheme next year.
Remember the Hornet car?
Oh, yeah.
I had a nickname for it that night. I had a pocket full of Pepto-Bismol. Jeff and his family have been great friends of the program, I think, since day one, and we appreciate them coming on, and they will always be invited back. And, of course, you can follow along with their trials and tribulations on their Facebook page. When we come back, we're going to talk Slinger National next on WBOG.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Tonight, the Thunder of the Tundra Super Lake Models rumbles into Dells Raceway Park for the North American Cup, dedicated to Carl Wagner. 75 laps of side-by-side heart-pounding action. Tundra stars like Casey Johnson, Dennis Brunty, Gabe Summers, Mike Litchfield, Rich Schumann Jr., and so many more. Plus the Dells Raceway Park, Noah's Ark Lake Models, and the Bandit. Qualifying at 4:30, racing at 6. Go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info. The Tundra Super Lake Models tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
We issued the ultimate platter challenge and you said yes. Hi, this is Jerry at Big Boar Barbecue. Congratulations to Ethan Teske and Adam Allberg. They took the challenge and finished in under 30 minutes. It was a joy to behold. Half a pound of pulled pork, half a pound of brisket, half a rack of ribs, half a smoked chicken, 3 pints and sides, 4 slices of bread. Now it's your turn. Take the challenge, get the entire platter for free and another one to share. The ultimate platter challenge at Big Boar Barbecue. And oh yeah, that's a huge mouthful.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back to Days Inn Midwest Race Report here on 1460 WBOG, 101.3 FM. Myself, radio man Dan Dyker, Paul Reichard, Bill Niles will be here in just a couple of moments. Slinger Nationals coming up next Tuesday. You want to talk about star-studded, not only with the Midwest's finest super late model drivers, but a whole handful of guys that you have heard or seen over the past couple of years making splashes in motorsports. One of them going to be joining us right now. You'll see him Tuesday as a Kyle Busch Motorsports entry. Currently 32nd in the NASCAR Gander Outdoor Truck Series, also running a handful of ARCA races this year, and that will be Chandler Smith. Chandler, how are you, my friend?
Good. Thank you for having me on the show.
Great to have you on the program. Hey, kudos so far this year. I know that you are running a handful, I think it was 4 races with KBM with the truck series, and you got a top 5 this year, man. You can't frown at that so far.
Oh yeah, it's been good going so far at Gateway. We had a good finished sport there. I felt like we were a lot better. It's just didn't get to qualify, so just had to work my way all the way through the field at night, and track position's so big there. So I mean, it was definitely a good night though, for sure. I'm not complaining.
And of course, Venturini Motorsports, you're with this year with ARCA, running 11 races. And, man, I tell you what, a lot of people want to get you back down in Madison and have you win down there again.
Oh, yeah, that place is a blast.
Of course, La Crosse Speedway, the management team that I work for, the owner of the Madison International Speedway, Greg McCarnes, listens into the program, so we'll send some kudos to him. Chandler's going to run the Slinger Nationals next Tuesday, a track he's never been to. And Chandler, first and foremost, I think this is going to be the most interesting thing for you. Running these large tracks that you have so far this year, how do you set your sights on the world's fastest quarter mile.
Oh, yeah. I come from short track racing. It's been a huge learning curve just for me to race big tracks. I'm a short track guy. I think it's going to be a really good deal for us. I'm with Kyle Busch Motorsports and with Marcus Richmond this coming week. So I think we're going to have a pretty good car up there. It's just that we're going to need a little practice to get a shakedown. I think we're going to be good.
Chandler, have you experienced a track like Slinger, a quarter-mile track like this, a high bank thing? Is there any place you've experienced anything like that?
As in quarter-mile, yes. As in just a really high-banked fast racetrack, yes, as well. I've raced at the Redbud 400 last year, and I've also raced in the Short Track Nationals at Bristol, which is really high-banked and fast as well.
And now you've got a lot of go-kart experience in your background, and of course, we have a nice-sized go-kart here that's associated with the La Crosse Speedway that a lot of our super late model drivers have came from. Obviously, seat time on a go-kart, it's going to kind of tend to be your advantage, I would say.
Yeah, a little bit, but all the seat time you can get in any type of race car always helps a lot, just experience-wise.
Have you had a chance to see the driver list on who's all entered Slinger yet?
Not yet.
You got Daniel Hemric, Bubba Pollard, Matt Kenseth, just to name some of the bigger names that are going to be there. We all have all of our local flavor throughout the entire Midwest. Got to be kind of cool to lock horns with NASCAR's finest and a guy like Matt Kenseth.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think it's pretty cool. I was watching the race, as a matter of fact, with him and Eric Jones got into it a little bit. So it's definitely going to be interesting, but it should be fun.
Now, how did you get the word about being in the Slinger Nationals?
I've been getting begged about going up there for the past 3 years, and just this year. This year, I let it get to me a little too much, and I was like, all right, I ain't hearing it anymore, so. We're going to head on up there and give it a shot.
Now, you know, being begged to do that for 3 years, that's got to make you feel like, hey, I'm Chandler Smith and I'm going places.
I don't know about all that, but I think it's pretty cool.
Hey, let's talk about the truck series this year. Of course, the Toyota Tundra is with Kyle Busch Motorsports. You do have a top five running just a handful of races. Is this something that's in your future for possibly next year, is to get more truck races or more ARCA appearances?
Definitely more truck races is where my birthday falls. I just had my birthday and I just now turned 17 June 26th, so it's really hard to do any type of full-time anything right when I turn 18. So it's just going to be mainly trying to do like part-time trucks next year when I get through with turning 18.
What is your biggest difference? And I had a listener ask me this morning. What is the biggest difference between a Gander Outdoor Truck Series truck and an ARCA Racing Series car?
I'd definitely say just the overall grip level that the trucks have right off the bat. Like, ARCA has a lot of grip level as well, but you got to keep in mind it's a car compared to a truck as well, so they're going to drive completely different. The bodies are at, like, not even close to anything else to an ARCA car, so overall, it's a lot different, especially with aero.
You know, one thing, following Venturini Motorsports, of course, Natalie Decker I covered for years, being from the state of Wisconsin here. Venturini Motorsports seems to be in a prime position here in 2019 with the young drivers they have under their belts, including yourself. Talk about your experience with the team this year.
Oh, yeah, the team's great. You know, they're actually out of Concord, North Carolina, but the team, or not the team, the owner itself is out of Wisconsin as well, so I think that's pretty cool as an organization, just the family background that Venturini has. But overall, team-wise, they've been hands down the best I could have this year. They've treated me really good, and we struggled off the start of the season, but we got our stuff together, and now we're out here winning races.
And I wonder, Chandler, what do you find more challenging, running the ARCA car or the Gander Outdoor Truck Series ride? Which do you find more challenging competing in?
The Truck Series has definitely got the most competition in it right now than any other series, in my opinion, in racing right now. The Truck Series just downright has a lot of competition. Super late model about 5 years ago was, in my opinion, arguably one of the most competitive series, even if you brought it into NASCAR. It's just the competition level and the Truck Series are just, it's really, really good right now compared to any other series.
And, you know, I think I have to agree with you, because on any given night, you're going to have your regular Gander Outdoor Truck Series drivers. Well, then you throw in some Xfinity drivers. Then you drop down a couple of NASCAR drivers. And when on any given night, this thing is star-studded across the board.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I 100% agree.
Again, talking with Chandler Smith, he's going to be in a Kyle Busch Motorsports entry on Tuesday, the Slinger Nationals. How much contact do you have with Kyle Busch when it comes to driving one of his trucks, the setups, the styles, and maybe just some lessons in racing overall?
Oh, yeah, we'll text back and forth here and there and just kind of talk about race cars a little bit since, you know, I'm familiar with race cars a little bit and he definitely knows his stuff really well. So I'll text him here and there and just ask him, hey, what's his opinion on what to do here at, like, any given racetrack. I'll just shoot him a text and be like, hey, what do you think I should do here? Do you think I should try this or anything like that?
So did you think he kind of sits in the background and has a report card on you guys and really takes good notes?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Good. Chandler Smith's going to be the Slinger Nationals on Tuesday. One last question. You know, the interesting thing about Slinger is, unlike maybe the Snowball Derby down in Florida where the top 30 qualifiers are locked in place, at the Nationals, they only take the top 12 through qualifying. How much do you think you're going to have your hands full knowing that?
Huh. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. That's going to be definitely interesting for qualifying for sure. I was looking at the times this past year there, and I mean, they were pretty tight, but I think we can get it done.
11-second lap. When was the last time you were doing 11-second laps in a pro race?
Huh. Probably quarter midgets.
Got one more, Paul?
Yeah. I was wondering, how do you prepare for taking on a track like this? How do you prepare for a field like this? How much do you have to get taken care of here?
Yeah, I mean, you got to work out still and just eat right, drink right, hydrate yourself good, and just be mentally prepared for the track, you know. But any high banked racetrack, I usually just adapt to it really, really fast. It's just really, it fits really well with my driving style. So as long as I just do my part in hydrating well, I think we'll be good.
Chandler Smith, folks, one of the young guns. You're going to see the Slinger Nationals next Tuesday. Chandler, before we let you go, I know you were doing some testing today and got a busy night coming up. Talk about some of the sponsors you're going to bring on board with you on Tuesday and maybe some of those that are supporting you through 2019.
Oh, yeah, I can't thank Mobile One enough. I can't thank A28 Logistics, iBuy Power, Smith General Contracting, Quick Tie Products, Toyota Racing Development. I can't thank enough for all those guys of all what they've done for me so far this year in general.
And then you're going to be in our neck of the woods, I think, over the next 2 weeks. Don't you race in Iowa, then at Elko here in about 3 weeks?
Yes, sir.
All righty. We're going to definitely have to travel up and check out Chandler if I'm not announcing here in lacrosse when he's up at Elko. Chandler Smith, Kyle Busch Motorsports entry on Tuesday at the Slinger Nationals. Hey, we greatly appreciate you joining us. Have a great time at the Slinger Nationals, and we'll check in with you on Tuesday.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Chandler Smith, folks, been running with the NASCAR Gander Outdoor Truck Series this year. And also Venturini Motorsports. When we come back, more Slinger National highlights, the names coming up next, right here on WVOU.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing. That's right, the Thomas Sparta Speedway is rocking once again. And this Friday,
see the legends and bandoleros as they invade the Speedway along with sportsmen, mini stocks, and six shooters.
For schedules and more information, go to ThomasSpartaSpeedway.com.
And also check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more.
Friday Night Racing is back at the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. It's the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on 1460, 101.3 WVOG. Radio man Dan Dyker, Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, as we are getting you ready for the Slinger Nationals next Tuesday. As you heard, we just got off the phone with KBR driver Chandler Smith. Next up, I've got to know this guy pretty good over the past 2 or 3 years. Looks like the only time we actually...
I think everybody in Western Wisconsin's gotten to know him in the last couple of years.
We've had some really good chats after he's raced on at Madison International Speedway and, of course, here during Oktoberfest, and that would be Georgia's Bubba Pollard. Bubba, number one, thanks for joining us again in the program, and congratulations, Papa number three.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me on. Anytime I can be on and help short track racing is cool. So I appreciate it, and I enjoy coming to Wisconsin to race for sure.
You were on Baby Watch both of Friday night last week at Five Flags, and on While the Baby Comes Around on Saturday. Kind of a weird weekend for you, I'd say.
It was. You know, we didn't know what to expect. We kind of, you know, trying to get the race car where we needed to be. At the same time, we were kind of watching our phones and wasn't really sure if we were going to have to leave or get the race or what was going on. So it all worked out. We got us a win. Car was good. And a week later, we got the baby. So, yeah, everything's good.
Okay, now you got to be honest with us, man. If you would have gotten a text message as you're strapped into your car for Friday night's feature that she was having the baby, would you have raced the feature or not?
She probably would have wanted me. I have such a good wife, she'd have probably left.
Nice.
I tell you what, I got such a great wife that we had the baby on Friday at 11, around 11 o'clock, and Saturday night I slipped out of the hospital and she let me go to the dirt track and win a dirt race here at home. So that's pretty cool. I got a pretty good wife. Got
to give kudos to Aaron. That is simply outstanding. Of course, as we were talking about Bubba Pollard, Five Flags Speedway, he ends up winning his seventh Blizzard Series win in the last 10 last Friday night, and got it done on the dirt as well. And now you're going to come back to a track that you've been to before and you've been victorious at before. Talk about your return for the Slinger Nationals.
Oh, we're excited. It's a race, you know. I wish I had started racing and coming to a lot sooner than I did. Just the atmosphere at the Slinger Nationals is awesome. Fans, it's crazy to walk into Slinger and the atmosphere the fans give you and the track and the promoters and the racers welcome you to come. It's cool. So, yeah, we wish we just started running, you know, the Nationals a lot sooner. But, yeah, the first year we come, we struggled. Next year we come, we had our stuff together and was able to win. Last year we struggled a little bit. I think we were a second-place car to Ty. He had a good car. And we really worked on a lot of things over the year that's really, I think, prepared us well coming into Slinger or for the Nationals next week. So hopefully we can apply that and get that little bit we were missing last year. But, yeah, it's an exciting place. It's a cool race. You have to be in shape. It's an endurance race. And all the above, man. It's a cool place.
And Bubba, I was at the Nationals 3 years ago when you made your debut and you struggled, and then you won a year later. What exactly did you do between 2016 2017 to be better prepared for Slinger?
Well, you know, that's about the time we started traveling to a lot of different places, and we were actually going through a chassis change there from 16 to 17 there that really helped us out a lot. We really wasn't familiar with the two-barrel carburetors as much, so we had to do a little homework on the motor side of things. The first year, I think that hurt us a pretty good bit. We just didn't bring the right engine package the first year. Plus, the cars just wasn't really where they needed to be either. So, with those things, both of those things hurting us, we just didn't have a good showing. But we come back the next year with the right engine package, I feel like, and definitely a better chassis. And we just worked on it there, and I knew what to expect in the racetrack and things like that. You know, and that's the biggest thing, racing those guys and learning the experience after the first year. That place is not easy. It's a tough little place. It's tricky. A lot of fun to race, and we just carried that and, you know, learned throughout the year. We're always thinking ahead to get better. Try different things, try new things that we can carry on to these racetracks, like lacrosse, you know, that we struggle at so much. So we're working all year long for places like Slinger, lacrosse, and things like that we've never been to or we struggle at. So, there's a lot to be learned.
George's Bubba Pollard joining us on the Days In Midwest Race Report, getting ready for the Slinger Nationals.
Hey, Bubba, one thing that I'm envious of, and obviously if people haven't seen the quote Kurt Busch is, or Kyle Busch is envious of, is you traveling all over the country to these big money races, not just staying in one central area or one circuit. What's the motivation to go all over the country and even north of the border and race all the time instead of just staying, you know, near home?
Well, just, you know, I want to win. I want to be shows. You know, not being able to move to the next level, I want to show these guys we're capable of running all over the country and winning races. I feel like the timing was right several years ago when we made the step out. We had, you know, changed chassis. We had all the right people. That's the biggest thing. We had great sponsors that allow us to do this, to be able to travel and go and race these races. And we also, I just had great group of guys, a great group of guys that that stand behind us, that love to win as much as I do. And you know, the timing was right. I feel like we have cars and team capable of winning all across the country. I think we've showed that. So it's been good. We've had a lot of success. We've been very fortunate to be able to do what we've done. Never, if you'd have told me we've been able to go and do and much less win some of these races, I'd have told you you were crazy. I didn't really know what to expect when we started doing this. And it's been good. It's been fun. It's been cool to meet new fans and things like that. So hopefully we can continue. We're going to do some other different things here the next year. We're going to go to the Milk Bowl. That's in Vermont, and run that. Never done that. Totally different type of car. And also late model stock. We're going to run a lot of late model stock Martinsville 300 and things like that. So, you know, possibility to run some modified stuff. So we got a lot going, and I just like to race different things. And I looked up to the guys that could drive, that raced over the years, that could drive anything and go different places. I feel like a good race.
You're like a modern day Dick Trickle right now.
I don't know about that. I'm not to that status.
So one more question I got for you here is, the rumor has it you're so busy in the fall, Oktoberfest may not be on your schedule.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's kind of 50-50 right now. It's one of those places I want to come back and race and win and try to run good, because we've gotten embarrassed over the last couple of years. But, yeah, the Martinsville 300 is a race I raced last year, and it's scheduled on the same weekend this year. It's usually back-to-back weekends, but – it's kind of up in the air. We'll see how it plays out here toward October.
Bubba Pollard winning back-to-back last weekend. Picked up not only a couple of wins and a trophy, but another daughter.
And a daughter on the way.
He relaxes here for a couple of days and sets his sights for the Slinger Nationals coming up next Tuesday, trying to make it wins the last two out of 3 years. Bubba, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program once again. Real quickly, what kind of sponsors are you bringing to Wisconsin with you?
Harrison'sWorkwear.com. They've been on board now for the last year and a half. Everyone get online, check it out, Harrison'sWorkwear.com. Anything, attire to go to work on Monday, safety apparel, things like that. And I couldn't do it without all the product sponsors like PFC Brakes, Hamner Racing Engines, Five Star Bodies, race car engineering, racing radios, Strange Oval, Brat Deer Canopy. So there's a lot of guys that's on the side of our race cars that have a lot to do with the success we had and traveling the things and going to do the things we've done. So I can't thank them enough.
And, you know, if you do have spare time and you want to run lacrosse speedway, Jeff Thompson, who's on my show today, has a sportsman car. He said you can jump in any time.
I need to. I need some experience, some seat time around there. I need all I can get.
Listening to your sponsor list, about the only thing you're missing is like a major beer sponsor.
A major beer sponsor?
Yes.
Yeah. The beer sponsors don't like us because we usually drink too much.
Bubba Pollard out of Georgia is going to be back up in the Midwest. He's going to be running the Slinger Nationals next Tuesday, trying to make it a win number two over the past 3 years. Bubba, we wish you some good luck here, not only with baby number three, but Tuesday in Slinger the rest of 2019, and we will see you on Tuesday.
Well, I appreciate it. And that is one other thing I failed to mention. Was that is the reason I do like coming to Wisconsin. In lacrosse and Madison, they do know how to drink beer, so we like to have a good time.
By the way, are you the mayor of the Pink Flamingo now come Oktoberfest? Are you the new mayor there?
I don't know about that. We should have a good time there.
All righty, Bubba Pollard, we will see you on Tuesday. Greatly appreciate you joining us back on the program, and we'll have a cold one ready for you down in the pits after the races are done.
That sounds perfect. Thank y'all, guys.
All righty, Georgia's Bubba Pollard back in Wisconsin next Tuesday for the Slinger Nationals. We will be right back. Joining us next, Daniel Hemric. Man, I just pulled the stars out of them.
You just had a pretty good weekend, too,
yes,
didn't
you? Yes, I did. Working them hard. That's coming up next on WBOG.
Tonight, the Thunder of the Tundra Super Lake Models rumbles into Dells Raceway Park for the North American Cup, dedicated to Carl Wagner. 75 laps of side-by-side heart-pounding action. Tundra stars like Casey Johnson, Dennis Brunty, Gabe Summers, Mike Litchfield, Rich Schumann Jr., and so many more. Plus the Dells Raceway Park, Noah's Ark Lake Models, and the Bandits. Qualifying at 4:30, racing at 6. Go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info. The Tundra Super Lake Models tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
We issued the ultimate platter challenge and you said yes. Hi, this is Jerry at Big Boar Barbecue. Congratulations to Ethan Teske and Adam Allberg. They took the challenge and finished in under 30 minutes. It was a joy to behold. Half a pound of pulled pork, half a pound of brisket, half a rack of ribs, half a smoked chicken, 3 pints and sides, 4 slices of bread. Now it's your turn. Take the challenge, get the entire platter for free and another one to share. The Ultimate Platter Challenge at Big Boar Barbecue. And oh yeah, that's a huge mouthful.
Hi race fans, this is Levon Vandergeest, driver of the number 23 Midwest Truck Series truck. You're tuned into the Days In Midwest Race Report with Dan, Bill, and Paul on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, race fans. It's the Days In Midwest Race Report at 1460 101.3 WBOG, also on the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
And online, Cool Gold 1460. I'm radio man Dan Dyker, along with Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert. We've been highlighting a lot of Slinger National drivers in the program today. We've already heard from Chandler Smith with Kyle Busch Motorsports. We just heard from Bubba Pollard just a couple of moments ago. Next up, a very familiar Wisconsinite that's put a lot of laps down at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway over the years. Chris Wimmer is going to be crew chiefing a Chevrolet, the number 54 at the world's fastest quarter mile.
What a good number already. He's going to win.
Yeah, okay. At the Slinger Nationals next week, what is he doing regular this year? Well, he's leading the Rookie of the Year standings in the NASCAR Cup Series. He drives the number 8 Chevy for Richard Childress Racing. We'd like to welcome in Daniel Hemrick. Daniel, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. Hope you guys are doing good. And, yeah, looking forward to getting up there here pretty soon and putting on a good show for all those awesome race fans.
Man, those accolades, I almost got that out in one breath.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we almost needed a second segment for this.
I've only done this. I guess doing this 30 years really kind of throws itself out there. First off, we'd like to welcome you to the Slinger Nationals next week. Is this your first Nationals?
Yes, my first Nationals that I'll be attending and taking in. You know, I've done a ton of super late model racing, you know, down south throughout the Gulf Coast especially around like the Pensacola area where the home of the Snowball Derby is, and always, you know, throughout my time short track racing, wanting to make it up to run the Nationals, but never quite had the opportunity or the time really to get up there with all the other stuff we were running. So now that I've kind of had the opportunity to go and do my thing, you know, on the NASCAR side of things, it's opened up some opportunities, and with the scheduling and the time of the week, yeah, I got the go ahead from the Boss RC and Tuesday's, they go give it a whirl. So I look forward to it.
Tuesday's a perfect day for a cup driver.
That's a perfect day. Yeah, that's what I call our off day, and I wouldn't want to spend it anywhere else.
Daniel Hemrick's going to be driving the number 54 Chevy for Wimmer Motorsports with Chris Wimmer as his crew chief. Daniel, how did you get hooked up with the Wimmers?
Yeah, so the Wimmers have been, you know, family friends of ours for the last couple of years. Actually, Jana Wimmer and my wife Kinsey became friends while they were living, you know, down here, you know, down south in the Mooresville, Charlotte area, here in North Carolina. And obviously, I got to know Chris through, you know, his hands-on side of it with Jeff Burton and Harrison Burton. And man, I tell you, I became such a big fan of Chris's. You know, I competed against his race cars down here, you know, when he was doing Harrison Burton's cars, and always admired his work ethic and how nice and how just precise he was about everything. And like I said, just took a huge liking to him and his work ethics. And as time went on, became friends with him and I kind of left out the part about, you know, them and Fury race cars. You know, a huge mentor of mine coming up through the super late model ranks was Jeff Foltz, and with Fury's, you know, that turned into Fury race cars, and been just kind of a match made in heaven that made sense to go down this route with him.
And I wonder, Daniel, I know the how challenging is it going to be for you running for the first time ever at Slinger? I mean, you've never seen a track like this, or it should be quite an interesting challenge for you there.
No, it's going to be to do it for the first time. I've always wanted to get up here and run the Nationals, and I've heard You know, obviously when Kyle Busch comes up there and runs, and all the guys, and Johnny Salters and people that come up and just rave about how great the racing is. And obviously the history of short track racing, in my opinion, some of the greatest racers of all time have raced and won at Slingers. So I wanted to try to at least try to put my name on that list. And it's not going to be an easy task. And looking forward to the challenge, but that's what it's all about. It's supposed to be hard, right?
Yeah, exactly. NASCAR Cup Rookie of the Year leader in the points, Daniel Hemric, joining us on the program this afternoon. You know, it's funny you mentioned Five Flag Speedway and the Snowball Derby at Pensacola. One of the most interesting things at this race on Tuesday is you're accustomed to the top 30 qualifiers locked in at the main event at the Snowball Derby. Here at the Nationals, they only take the top 12 through qualifying. How much more of a challenge is that for you?
No, it is exactly that. It's funny you say that. I actually had Jana Wimmer with us at Chicago this past weekend for the Cup race, and we had a three-hour rain delay, so they were all in our bus hanging out, and I pulled up the qualifying from last year's Nationals to see how tight it was and getting to the top 12, and I think it was not even quite a tenth separated the pole to 12. So that's an incredible feat in itself, I feel like, to make it in the top 12, but that's what we're coming to do. We're trying to come there, and obviously you got to lock in first, and after we lock in, you'll see what you make happen.
You know, let's switch gears a little bit here. As you speak of Chicagoland, you had a pretty good weekend just south of us here.
Yeah, it was. We wanted more out of it for sure, but considering the uphill battle we had, we actually had a tire get away from us under green flag pit stops, the very first stop of the race, and put me three laps down under green. So that's not a place you want to be, especially in today's sport, as hard as cautions and wave rounds and all that stuff. It's hard to get those with the races going as long as green flag runs as they've been going this year. And we somehow kind of clawed our way back and got our final lap back inside of, I think it was 70 to go, and never got a chance to really re-rack with the field and ended up driving back at the 19th. But it just, you look at days like that, and 19th feels like a win, but we want more. But it was good to at least have something to show for the day, and hopefully we can carry on and keep having success as we move forward.
You know, you mentioned the tire getting away, and I saw that quote by Denny Hamlin earlier in the week about, common sense rules. Do you agree with what Denny had to say about that? Because, I watched in that race, I kind of thought Denny's was a little nitpicky myself.
Yeah, I saw mine happen. I saw the right front tire was rolling in front of the car by itself with, crew member, I believe, has to be within two arm lengths of the tire.
Right.
And he wasn't, and I called it before NASCAR called it, that I knew I left pit road, I was going to come back down. But in Denny's situation in particular, I think that was definitely a call that without a doubt ruined, just about ruined those guys' day. And that is tough, right? I mean, I understand, the systems that are in place, but, the quote uncontrolled tire penalty is what that penalty is called. And that call's never – the uncontrolled tire was never an uncontrolled tire when you had a controlled guy carrying it, and that was – yeah, I think that's the gist of what he was getting at, and it's a tough deal. You hate to see all that goes into getting these race cars and race teams to the racetrack and something like that take their partners and take their race teams out of it. So I don't care what the situation is or who, what team it is, that's a tough pill to swallow being on this side of it.
Daniel Hemric, Rookie of the Year, leading the Rookie of the Year standings in NASCAR's Cup Series, the number 8 Chevy for Richard Childress Racing. He'll be driving for Wimmer Sport Esports on the number 54 next Tuesday. Daniel, looking at the rest of this year and then possibly next year, of course, there's so much uncertainty year after year. What drivers in this car? What drivers with this guy? What drivers with this motorsports group? When you look at the rest of this year and in next year, does it look pretty solid for you with Richard Childress Racing, where people can get used to saying, hey, there's Daniel Hemric?
I like to think so. Nothing's ever really all that certain in motorsports in itself, but I've learned to kind of live in the moment and be thankful for what I have currently. And I feel like if you do your job to your best ability, then your job will be safe. And I know I still got some work and some things to do to clean up on my end to make sure I'm good and secure. But one thing for sure is I go out and give it everything I got every week to try to put myself in that position. And hopefully everybody at RCR's thoughts and heads are in the same place, but you never feel safe. So you just gotta keep grinding it out and doing your part.
So I've read a little bit about this Gen 7 car coming up. Have you had a chance to get a look at what the future looks like with that thing?
A little bit, actually. NASCAR's done an incredibly good job of keeping the teams and the drivers specifically kind of up to speed on thought processes and possible avenues that we could be going down with that Gen race car. And, you know, I look at it, and I've been a part personally of two meetings. I think we have another one coming up here in Daytona. That's really a secluded, you know, bring your thoughts and your listening ears and sit down with the top executives and engineers and everybody of NASCAR, and let's hash out what we think and where the sport needs to go. So I've been a part of a couple of those with all the other drivers as well. So it's been fun to be part of an open book like that. You know, I think everybody has the best interest of our sport moving forward, and hopefully we're going the right direction whenever that time comes.
All right, Danny, we only got about a minute and a half left, and we usually let drivers talk about their sponsors for the 2019 season. Let everybody know who's helping out that number 8 car this year.
Yeah, we have a ton of partners on board, and you know, Caterpillar took a big risk in backing me for a huge number of races for us, which has been a big deal, and it's been fun getting to know them and work with them. And we've had a Bass Pro with Johnny Morris. You know, Johnny Morris and Richard have been great friends. It's been great to get to know Johnny, myself, and everyone from Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, and as well as Liberty National. They run a car at Chicago, and we got two more races with them this year, as well as our partners. You know, we have Alsco and Red Cap, and even had Kalahari Water Resort Park, you know, there on our car at Pocono. So we've had a lot of people step up and help us this year. We're very thankful for that. Hopefully you continue to run good and give them all the glory.
Daniel Hemric, you'll see him on Sundays, leading the Rookie of the Year standings, the NASCAR Cup Series, in the number 8 Chevy for RCR Racing. Tuesday night, you're going to see him at the world's fastest quarter mile, driving the number 54 Chevy for Wimmer Motorsports with Chris Wimmer, the one yelling in his
good
ear.
Good luck tonight at Daytona.
That's right. We'll go down to Daytona, have a good night, fly up and see you guys, and look forward to putting on a show.
Alrighty, Daniel, good luck to you on Tuesday, of course, with Wimmer Motorsports. You're going to be in some fantastic hands, and we'll stop down and say hi to you in the pits on Tuesday night.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it, guys.
Alrighty, Daniel Hemric joining us on the program. He will be down at Slinger on Tuesday. When we come back, Paul Reichert's got a huge nationwide race recap. That's next on WVOG.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing. That's right, the Toma Sparta Speedway is rocking once again. And this Friday,
see the legends and bandoleros as they invade the speedway along with sportsmen, mini stocks, and six shooters.
For schedules and more information, go to TomaSpartaSpeedway.com.
And also check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more.
Friday night racing is back at the Toma Sparta Speedway.
Hi, race fans. This is Theron Race.
This is Ron Vandermeer Jr.
This is Levon Vandergeest.
This is Bill Britzel.
This is Steve Bachman.
This is Steve Carlson.
This is Mandy Eckelberg.
This is Mike Carlson.
This is Justin Malkin.
This is Jonathan Eckelberg. You're listening to the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul
on Cool Gold 1460.
WBOG.
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 Welcome back, race fans. Days Inn Midwest Race Report on WBOG. Man, I tell you what, Chandler Smith, KBR Motorsports Tuesday. Bubba Pollard Tuesday. Daniel Hemric, man, on Tuesday.
We've had a good day.
We started things up with Jeff Thompson. Paul Reichert is on center stage now, and we're going to tell you why.
Look at the beads of sweat on his forehead. But before,
we're going to tell you why here in just a second.
But before we go to him, we got to thank our partners this year. We got to thank the Days Inn right here in La Crosse. Dan Dyker, the general manager there, he'll take care of you. He'll get you all set up. Big Boar Barbecue, once again, voted the best in the county. Best barbecue, best catering. Dell's Raceway Park, yes, they are racing tonight. Check them out. Toma Sparta Raceway. every Friday night. FansArena.com, J&L Collectibles, the Glasscarver, Glasscarver.com, man, they make some cool stuff. I got some of their stuff. And the Midwest Racing Connection. We thank all our partners for joining us this year in 2019. It is now that time of the week. We find out who the winners are from all four corners of the country, even in the middle, and occasionally across the borders. It is time for the Reichert Race Rewind.
All right, thank you, Bill. We'll start with Tuesday, the Dirt Car UMP Summer Nationals Hell Tour at Tri-City Speedway in Pontoon Beach, Illinois. Kyle Brunson was your winner. Stuart Friesen won the Super Dirt Car Series race at Albany Saratoga Speedway in Malta, New York. On Wednesday, the UMP Summer Nationals moved on to Peoria, Illinois. Brian Shirley was your winner. Thursday, ARCA kicked off the NASCAR weekend at Chicagoland Speedway, a dominant performance by Ty Majeski, claiming his third win in the last five races. The Dirt Car UMP Summer Nationals Hell Tour moved on to Brownstown, Indiana. Mike Marlar scored the win. And the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars were at Jackson, Minnesota for the 41st running of the Jackson Nationals Big Three-Night Show. Thursday's main won by Brad Sweet. Friday, Golden Sands' Jeremy Lipak won the Super Late Model feature. Eddie Hoffman won the Super Late Model feature at Grundy. At the Norway Speedway up in the UP. Ah, Dean Varner
fast
won the...
Eddie Hoffman, that
fast
is.
Fast Eddie Hoffman, yes.
Always been
Dean
fast.
Dean Varner won the Super Late Model feature. Plymouth had a big Friday show, the second annual Russ Scheffler tribute race. Paid $2,574 to win. 74 is his number. It stayed in the family. Rick Scheffler scored the win. Thomas Sparta, a modified feature, went to Nick Quinnell. American Super Cup also ran. 10-year-old Logan Julian with a last lap pass to score the victory.
And he started almost dead last in that race. That kid was on a rail.
Here's another young winner. American Sprint Car Series at Grays Harbor Raceway in Elma, Washington. Devin Borden, the winner. Youngest winner in series history at 16. Big 8 Late Models and USAC Silver Crown at Madison for the Salute to America. Dale Nassett won the Big 8 race. Cody Swanson, the USAC Silver Crown race. Dirt Car UMP Summer Nationals met up with the World of Outlaws at Terre Haute, Indiana. Brandon Shepard was the winner. In night two for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Jackson, Minnesota, went to Carson Makedo. Saturday at 1:41, Mark Schuneman won the IMCA Modified feature. Dan Gellickson took the USRA Late Model feature at Cedar Lake. Jacob Dahl took the USRA Modified feature at Deer Creek. Elko, double features for the NASCAR Late Models, went to Adam Benzik and Lawrence Berthiaume. Dale Nassett won the Late Model feature at Jefferson. Kevin Ames, the Wasota Modified feature at Rice Lake. At Rockford, of course, the ARCA Midwest Tour on hand for the All-Star 100. Turned into a wreck fest. 22 cars started, 7 finished. But the ultra-fast Casey Johnson scored the win.
Trademark Bill Niles.
Yeah. And Max Kaler won the 76-lap NASCAR Late Model feature. He ran the ARCA Midwest Tour race, his first ever Super Late Model race. 16-year-old young man finished fourth.
Nice.
Yes. At Shawano, Dirt King's Late Model Tour ran Nick Amelink the winner, and the IMCA Modified feature won by Tim Rothy, who I think used to race Super Late Models at Kokona.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That name is dead stunned familiar. Yeah, now. Think about it.
Yep. State Park Speedway had the CWRA Late Models in action. Twin features there went to Jeff Weinfurter and Travis Volm.
Boy, the king is not kicking as much butt as he used to.
All-Star Circuit of Champions and the USAC Midgets at the Dirt Track at Route 66 Raceway in Joliet. Aaron Rutzel took the All-Star race, and Kyle Larson won the USAC Midget race. American Canadian Tour at Star Speedway.
Did you hear about that?
I saw that he tweeted the picture. I saw the picture.
They had to start that race an hour late because where was he racing before that?
At Chicagoland?
Yeah, at Chicagoland. So then they had to wait for him to qualify, and when they pulled numbers, his number was the last to qualify.
Oh, man.
Wow. So they didn't get out of there till 3:45 in the morning.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. American Canadian Tour at Star Speedway in Epping, New Hampshire. Joey Poarchuk Jr., the winner. CRA Jags All-Star Tour at the High Banks of Anderson, Indiana. Jack Hunter, the winner. Dirt Car UMP Summer Nationals met up for the World of Outlaw Late Models again at Highland, Illinois. Shannon Babb, the winner. NASCAR K&N Pro West Series at Douglas County Speedway in Roseburg, Oregon. Dominant performance by Derek Krause led them all.
He would got the pole and led all 150 laps.
Wow.
Attaboy, Derek.
Twin features for the Spears Estoril Southwest Tour at Kern County Raceway Park in Bakersfield, California. Lenny White and Cole Moore won the races. White, the overall winner. And the big final night for the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars at Jackson, Minnesota. $41,000 to win. Jackson Nationals main event went to Brad Sweet. Sunday at Slinger, Steve Apel won the Super Late Model feature. ARCA Gold Cup Late Models and the ARCA CRA Super Series both at Toledo. Albert Francis took the Gold Cup Late Model race and Brian Campbell the ARCA CRA Super Series race. IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship Series at Watkins Glen for the 6 hours of the Glen. The team of Jonathan Bomarito, Olivier Pla, and Harry Tinknell, the overall winners. IRA Sprints at 141 Speedway. Ben Schmidt, the winner. Ontario Outlaw Super Late Model Series opened up their season at Sauble Speedway up in Hepworth, Ontario. Andrew Gressel, the winner. Matt Shepard won the Super Dirt Car Series race at Cornwall, Ontario, Canada. And the companion race to the Winter Showdown, the Summer Showdown, took place Sunday night at Evergreen Speedway in Monroe, Washington. Preston Peltier.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Dude's now, going all over now, isn't he?
He does, yep. And that does it for this edition of Records Race Rewind.
All right, Paul, nice job there. Thank you very much. When we come back, the Hottie voiceover trick throws the white flag. We'll let you know what's going on tonight and put a wrap-up on this show. You are listening to 1460-1013 WBOG.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing. That's right. The Thomas Sparta Speedway is rocking once again. And this Friday,
see the legends and bandoleros as they invade the Speedway along with sportsmen, mini stocks, and six shooters.
For schedules and more information, go to ThomasSpartaSpeedway.com.
And also check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more.
Friday night racing is back at the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
We issued the ultimate platter challenge and you said yes. Hi, this is Jerry at Big Boar Barbecue. Congratulations to Ethan Teske and Adam Allberg. They took the challenge and finished in under 30 minutes. It was a joy to behold. Half a pound of pulled pork, half a pound of brisket, half a rack of ribs, half a smoked chicken, 3 pints and sides, 4 slices of bread. Now it's your turn. Take the challenge, get the entire platter for free and another one to share. The ultimate platter challenge at Big Boar Barbecue. And oh yeah, that's a huge mouthful.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Days in Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back one more time, race fans, to 1460-1013 WBOG. Dan Dyker, Paul Reichert, Billy Doc Niles. Joining Matt Kenseth, Rich Bickle, Johnny Sauter, Ty Majeski, Johnny Van Dorn, Daniel Hemrick, Bubba Pollard, Chandler Smith. That's going to be at the Slinger Nationals next Tuesday. I want to thank those three for joining us on the program today, along with the Silver Slingshot, Jeff Thompson.
Hey, going on tonight, Dell's Raceway Park. They got the Tundra Series, the Wagner Tribute Race. Carl Wagner passing away earlier this year. They're going to be running a tribute race for him. Also going, don't forget lacrosse tonight, Quarter Mile Mania. All the Quarter Mile divisions in action, plus a huge demo derby afterwards.
This will be the first demo derby I've ever called on pavement.
Mm. It's been a long time since I heard a little birdie
told me that they're going to be putting syrup down on the racetrack.
That wouldn't surprise me either. Syrup or some bubbles or something to make
it a
little slick.
I'm hoping it's syrup to keep with my food connotations. You know where I'm going to be when the races are.
Oh yeah, you're going to be slopping it up with your pancake in your back pocket. Right?
I want to find the cleanest place in the racetrack. I want to bring crouton Clint with me.
Oh jeez.
What's it called, Jeff? Scooping. You heard it right there. Billy Doc Niles, Jeff Thompson, Paul Reichert, our producer, Jesse. My name is Dan Dyker. I want to thank Daniel Hemrick, Bubba Pollard, and Chandler Smith for joining us in the program. It's going to be a good time in the lacrosse speedway. We hope to see you there on the mic. In the meantime, support your local short tracks. This has been the Days In Midwest Race Report at 1460-1013 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. That's this week's edition of the Days In Midwest Race Report, brought to you by the Days In Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Thomas Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dell's Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Join us next week at the same time for the Days In Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.